You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Jesse G, Operation Song Event at the Epic Center. That's coming up on Thursday, which is a truly great enterprise that they do, writing songs about veterans. And she's going to have her entire band perform. Todd, didn't she sound great?
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
She's sounding great with Gretchen Wilson. Also, Cheese Curd Nick. That was interesting. Nina, did you ever have Serbian peppers and some kind of sausage?
I don't think so.
Okay. What is your nationality?
Jim, introduce our special guest.
Okay, Nina?
Sperano.
Sperano.
NBC 26, Neighborhood Focus.
I'm Sperano. I'm Italian and Lebanese.
Okay. We had Nick.
Do you know Joe Cerugi?
No.
Cerugi's Chocolate.
Yeah, oh yeah.
125 years.
I know the chocolate.
They're Lebanese?
Yeah. Really?
Him and his brother.
Yeah.
Their grandparents, not great grandparents.
Well, they came over.
Great grandparents.
Was it 125 years ago?
Yeah.
I got to find out where they still have to cook Lebanese food. I miss it.
Yeah.
He
was talking all about it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. Good tip. They
obviously had a grandmother, but cooking, but some of the recipes are from 1899.
Oh, my goodness.
Can I be honest?
That's awesome.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I didn't think some of them sounded like something I would like. A lot of stuff wrapped in cabbage. Do you guys do a lot of stuff wrapped in cabbage?
No.
Oh, because remember-
some things. But
yeah,
no,
I think it was some.
I grew up with a lot of Lebanese food because I, you know, lived with my mom, my sister, and then hung out with that side of the family. And as far as meals go, as opposed to my Italian side, so I ate a lot of Lebanese food.
But it's like grandma would make lunch for everybody, handmade, and bring it over. But I thought he said it was a lot of stuff wrapped in like grape leaves or something.
Yeah, grape leaves.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh man, they're fantastic.
Okay.
Almost don't knock them till you try them.
No, I'm not knocking that. But I thought it was like cabbage. I hate cabbage.
No,
and stuff.
Grape leaves. They're different.
Grape leaves. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Seriously, they're fantastic.
But we ultimately the reason we're starting with food is we want to get a really restaurant row down here or in our community. Lebanese food.
I would love good any sort of Mediterranean food. It would make me so happy.
But we don't have that.
Good German would be good, too, for some of us.
Oh, yeah. Restaurant Road on here would be fantastic.
The Lebanese restaurant, we have to talk to Joe. I'm sure he knows some. But we're going to use the county enacted a sales tax.
Here we go.
For a half percent. That's generating millions upon millions of dollars of revenue. And that's, 46% of that paid for by the city of Green Bay because we're 46% of the population. So I think some of that money should come back and they should help fund this restaurant row. I think it would be very cool. Some green space, walkable, and just have these restaurants.
I mean, who doesn't want to build more and bring more people down?
Right.
Absolutely. Down here
right now. Park area
but something
in the
different.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they'll all have outdoor options and yet they'll all be, just go down. It's like, we don't know where we're going to eat. We just know we're going to restaurant square or something like that.
Jim, could it be more cultural though? Maybe some art,
absolutely.
All that kind of stuff, right?
That's why the surrounding, I think, is what's going to be cool.
Idea.
It's going to be, but it's, these pavers, these brick and light, nice lighting and trees. And so you're going to park, but then you're just going to walk around and man, you may even go one place for an appetizer, another place for the main course. And then, right, you'll have the art, little music when you walk in there. Like that. I mean, Italians, the garlic and everything. But
I love the smell. That's
what
draws you.
And the music.
Hey,
everybody
how
knows.
How stereotyping us?
Well, not only that, but
we know how to cook.
We gave him a sliver of an idea like an hour ago, and he's got this whole thing.
This came up an hour ago?
Yeah. This development's going to be awesome,
and the reason is because our guy, Cheese Curd Nick, he runs
no
a fried cheese curd stand in Green Bay, which is phenomenal. I mean, like, unbelievable. But he's Serbian. And he brought us some very, very authentic Serbian food that he made over the last week with these roasted peppers and some
handmade
kind of a
sausage.
Was it lamb? Veal and pork?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
See, I think we're craving this in Green Bay. We need some.
I know, right?
Some food culture
down here. It'd be a really
here.
Cultural event. You wouldn't allow fast food. You wouldn't allow it. You have to interview, and then the three of us would be the panel and Todd. So we'll have four of us. We taste the food. That doesn't taste.
Yeah, I could be your guest
enough. Right.
Panel.
You can take my place because I would like everything.
I've been complaining about not having any Mediterranean food within the 100-mile radius. There's a few, but just not.
Like when you
Lebanese
say that,
food.
What do you mean, Mediterranean?
Lebanese food, like with the appetizers and baba ganoush and hummus and
right.
Is shawarma?
Shawarma, yes, okay. Yes, yeah. Thank you. That was actually great. The word I was thinking of. Yeah. I couldn't think of it. So it's good. Been so long.
I have no idea what they just said.
I made some like last weekend.
And you made Lebanese food?
I'm not very good at it, but you know, you do that.
Todd is that guy.
I've got a Lebanese cookbook. I could contribute to
Todd
this.
Todd is that guy. Just kind of quiet. Couple. You don't know much about Lebanese. Well, last week when I made Lebanese food.
Right.
It's like. Hidden talent.
Exactly. Right. That's Todd.
And I composed a piece of music.
Exactly. Yeah. I
and
made
now
a birdhouse.
But I'm hungry. So
we,
thank you.
But we would really like this to be very ethnic, very strong, not plastic.
So fun.
You know, and like we need a good Greek restaurant too.
Yeah.
Like Greek Town in Chicago, you know, and they've got but it's going to be very walkable and
really
you're going to love it there. A little music. So
anyway, you know, you're from Cleveland, basically.
I
right?
am.
That's a big ethnic area for food, isn't it?
Just Lebanese food everywhere. Lebanese grocery stores, and there's a huge Italian population. And there's a lot of.
You know what I remember about when I used to do the GB basketball games? We'd play Cleveland State. Mm-hmm. They would stay there the night before, and then I'd go walk around. I remember some of those neighborhoods, how good they smelled.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the honest to God truth.
And they're walkable.
They have a little Italy.
Exactly. It was all walkable from the hotel.
Lights.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
If you've been to Little Italy in Cleveland, it is just, it's like a trip back
that's
in time.
Awesome.
It's so much fun.
I used to hang out at the warehouse district.
Oh,
the flats.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, good times down there.
All at the flats, isn't that?
Yeah, Frankie Winters used to own a bar.
I spent a lot of time down the flats. And
Frankie Winters used to own a bar there called the Velvet Dog.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You remember? It was a popular place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah, that's my buddy Frankie Winters, Packers center during the Super Bowl years.
The Velvet Dog. Yeah. I think I was young, probably too young.
But you have that.
I was too.
Very cool. Is your Music Hall of Fame is...
Oh,
my
no.
Awesome.
Yeah,
you guys did that right.
I boycotted it for a while because I'm from there. I can't be a tourist, but I finally gave in, and it was incredible. It was incredible.
Yeah.
I only dedicated a couple of hours to it because I'm like, I'll just swing in and then roll out. But no,
whoever
I didn't want to leave.
The curator they got some pretty cool stuff.
You know what?
It's breathtaking.
Jim's going to hit you up on something else to be on his committee. He wants to do a Music Hall of Fame in Green Bay.
No, I want to do a Wisconsin Music Hall of Fame, and we'll locate it. You know, we're looking at some property. There's a lot of talent that has come out of Wisconsin.
Yeah,
I know
is.
You're from Cleveland, but, you know, and one of the top billings when you walk in is going to be Liberace. We're going to get his whole, outfit that he wore, and that's going to be cool. And then there's a ton of other.
Again. Todd, how are you going to get Liberace's outfit?
Man, we got some big goals here.
That's the next
8 o'clock in the morning.
Todd, here's what I need you. I got to run to a shelter. I got a meeting. Get Liberace's outfit.
And maybe one of his candelabras or something like
right.
that.
Yeah. And the piano. Well, he's going to, I don't know, his estate. We'll work on it. Those are details. But anyway, people enjoy that too because music brings you to a time.
It does.
Where you're, many times you like music where you're the happiest or very happy.
Yeah, it brings so many memories.
Right.
Oh.
And Wisconsin has turned out some great music. So,
what song brings you back to high school?
I'd have to think about that
one.
Mine is American Band. It's one of them. Remember Grand Funk?
Oh, yeah.
American Band.
No, mine.
That was popular all through high school.
I listened to so many different types of music in high school.
We're a lot older
alternative
than you.
Music.
John, you were into alternative?
I was in high school,
Like who?
A lot of Pearl Jam.
Well, Nick, who was just here, just brought us the food.
He's a groupie.
He went to Pearl Jam in
Boston, Fenway Park.
Boston, and then Los Angeles?
They were here a couple weeks ago. They were in Chicago.
He was here.
Chicago. You went to Chicago and Boston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been a few Pearl Jam concerts. They're fantastic.
Were you
listening to Pearl Jam on the way up here?
You weren't like a goth person back in the day.
No.
Okay. That's a little weird.
No. You know who I was thinking of? She actually reminds me of each other. Natalie from the Press Gazette.
She was goth.
Did you know Natalie from the Press Gazette?
I don't.
Oh, she went to Madison, but she actually lived in this building. And you guys could be sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's great.
Somebody always tells me I look like someone they know. I think I've just got one of those faces.
That's probably Natalie, though. I mean, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
She's very, very bright. She went to Columbia and I think she went to Columbia, right?
Yep.
Anyway.
Wow. But she's not an artist, a poet. Pulitzer Prize winning poet, but
Natalie,
also.
We got to meet.
Yeah. You'd love her. You would love her.
I think she's a bold spot.
She won a Pulitzer, didn't she?
I don't think so.
For a poem or something, for a couple of poems.
Okay, that's awesome.
Call it in. Call it
you
in.
You think
if
we
would have
brought that
I
up?
I think she did.
I don't know if that's true. I got to interview her then. Hang on.
All right. We're going to get her back.
All right.
Anyway, so Natalie, you are with NBC 26.
Nina? Natalie, whatever.
Yeah. Nina, I do that. I got scolded for that a number of times. I'm going to get emailed.
Doesn't help, does it?
Nina, no, it doesn't.
No. Doesn't help.
Nope.
Nina, you're with NBC 26.
Yep.
And we just love your neighborhood focus because we've lost a lot of that in this community with companies being owned by larger companies and the newspapers. Really, we used to have two local newspapers and one went away.
Just everything got gobbled up and then.
Yeah. So here we are. And what are you working on locally?
Local? God, we had a lot of stuff going on locally. Tonight. October is manufacturing month, and all month long we are featuring different companies and businesses throughout Northeast Wisconsin that have made an impact in our community. And tonight, I think it's running at 6:00, I'm going to feature the company Sierra, and they make lighted mirrors and hidden TVs, a lot of electronic stuff.
When you go into a hotel and there's the mirror in the bathroom, there's a TV in there. Hit the button and the TV comes on.
That's what they make. Hotel North. Are you saying?
Where? No, they don't have it at the Hotel Northland.
They do, actually. They do.
They have that kind of TV. They have Sierra TVs in there?
They have Sierra TVs there. They have Sierra TVs in Lambeau Field. They have hotels across the country.
I've never heard of this. It's a mirror and you just punch a button and it turns into a TV.
You should see their products.
It's unbelievable.
They're incredible.
Where are they based out of?
They're on the
east
side.
They're in Green Bay.
Really?
Yeah. Like near Bellevue
Industrial Park. They're in Green Bay.
Yeah, Industrial Park.
They're in the Industrial Park.
You know, another one in Green Bay.
You guys, seriously, look at their stuff. You know what? Watch my story tonight. I'm going to be 26 News and 6. And I will show you all the different products that they do. They have the types of mirrors. It looks like a big mirror, like these, canvases you have here. And it looks like a mirror, and you press a button, and turns into a TV, the whole thing.
I've never even heard of this.
It looks like just your home decor, and then, poof, there's a TV there. That's the dream, the TV that comes from nowhere.
Unbelievable.
Think about that, though, if in the bathroom, like in a hotel, and you need the mirror, but then if you don't need the mirror, you just turn on the news and watch that.
The perfect lighting that they have, ladies. You know, they have the long mirrors, and you can adjust the lighting for daytime, nighttime. And I mean, I know I'm not. They're not paying me to do this.
I just thought their stuff was
so incredible,
it is.
So thoughtful,
right?
And it looks beautiful.
And they're in
Green Bay. We went to one of the homes from the Brown County Parade of Homes that has a ton of their stuff in the home. And so we went to, it's
cool.
Incredible. It really looks
so you've
good.
Obviously done errands, but what are some?
Well, we got to set her a break.
Okay.
Oh, break.
But you know, another one I think that is a really hidden gem is Metalcraft. Metalcraft Company in Green Bay. You know them? Yeah. They're awesome.
Yeah, we have we have them featuring all month long.
It's Julie Andrews' birthday today.
Oh,
so Sound of Music, is that not your favorite?
I love the Sound of Music. Yeah,
most people do.
I think there's a person today
that's
who
a good
said
memory
that.
She's just trying to be nice. She needs
no,
the ratings.
I just had my kids watch it.
Yeah, okay. Sure you did.
A couple months ago.
Nina's Barrera. Oh, yes, had a break, Jim. I'd love to follow up on
this. My kids watched it a lot of years. I thought that was Todd.
I know, you can do it.
I love this song.
Nina Sparano, NBC 26.
Pearl Jam.
And she is a Pearl Jam.
What's
the best word? Not
groupie.
Even fan, beyond fan.
Groupie.
That's got a bad connotation. But
who does it?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it does.
I'll pass on groupie. I'll take fan.
Yeah.
I remember I was working at WIXX when that song came out.
Oh, yeah.
Playing that one and talking
See,
up the ramp.
Great
memories.
Absolutely.
That's what music does.
Yep.
I think you should play up the ramp. One time.
It's been a long time.
One time.
Been
one
a
time.
Long time.
Come on, one time.
I haven't done it at this station.
One time.
All right.
You know what playing up the ramp is? When the DJ talks up the right ramp. Up until the vocals start.
All right.
There's an art to it. Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. 97.9 WGBW, 98.3 WISS. First day of October, October 1st, 8:22 right now. 64 degrees in Green Bay. Oh, I missed it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Boy, that was close.
I thought I had one more little
64.
Thing there.
All right.
Yeah, that's got to be an art form.
Yeah,
I
mean,
it's like when we time out the end of a show at a live TV show. you know, we got to talk and say goodbye and do whatever we got to do before we cut out.
But these guys got to know, you guys have a guy standing there with the signs, right?
Well, no, we have someone counting down in our ear, but same thing.
How do you do that, by the way?
Do what?
How do you talk and read and have somebody talking to you?
Oh, my God, there's so much going on when we're doing live TV. People don't even know. I mean, there's, especially when we're doing, you know, Showdown and there's people everywhere and there's music blaring over the speakers, that songs that I know. And so I'm trying to ad-lib in the TV and like listen to the songs. You know, you can't help but kind of sing along with like one of your favorite like songs.
And the director's talking to my ear,
the producer's talking in my ear, and I have to listen to programming. There's so much going on.
But the best part of all that, the greatest thing, and everybody in TV who's ever done a live shot will say this, the most enjoyable part is when you get mix minus in your earphones.
Oh, you know what? Technology has made that so much more fun.
Has it?
Yes, we have these new IFB systems, which is the system that we use to listen to the producers in our ears.
Yeah.
And now they have, it's a click of a button. Oh, you have mix plus, and mix minus, click, gone.
Do you know what that is,
Poof.
Jim?
Mm-mm. It's the worse.
It's what you're talking, and then, okay, it'd be just feedback, like this. Basically. It's just like this. Hey, today is National Coffee Day and Music Day.
Today is National Coffee Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's the worst. And you have to just yank the IFB.
If you ever see someone
pull an IFB out of their ear while they're on live TV, it's because they have mix minus, and it's, yeah.
I'm here with Nina Sperano, NBC 26, Neighborhood Focus.
Sorry, that was a little entitled.
Exactly what it is in your ear.
All right.
Yeah.
They finally fixed it, though.
That's awesome.
Yeah. By like a month ago.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic.
You're working on a lot of projects for the community. One of them is Manufacturing Month, kind of featuring.
Featuring different companies and throughout Northeast Wisconsin, just to focus on what they do and how big of a reach they have. And these companies that are right here in Northeast Wisconsin, I'm doing Sierra Inc. and Belgioso Cheese, and we have, you know, all kinds of
international companies, right? Right here in Little Green Bay.
And people just don't realize that all this stuff is made right here, employed by people right here and doing so well. And that's what it's all about, featuring.
That's why I always try to brag about Metalcraft.
Yeah.
Right here in Mason Street, when you see the NCAA tournament and somebody hands them the trophy, it's made right on Mason Street.
We all love to hear that kind of stuff.
Presidential things. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we have a far-reaching image because of the Green Bay Packers, but when you peel it back a little bit, right across the street, Schreiber Cheese. I mean, they're in, what, seven countries and manufacturing and, you know, $6 billion in sales.
It is so much fun to learn about it. So that's cool, it's right here.
You got to talk about another series you're...
Yeah,
can you?
Can you or no?
It's in its infancy.
Because we can wait and get you back again if you want to wait.
I'm a true crime, cold case... I want to say junkie because I know there's a lot of people that are really involved
in it. That's so popular,
that stuff.
But
I do love it. I am a big fan of it. I love to listen to the stories and I like to tell them. And I've done several in the past, and I'm bringing back a new series that we're going to be focusing on cold cases in a different way. And it all sparked from actually my photographer, Matt Coles, was like, hey, let's do another cold case series. I said, you know, that's a great idea. And while we were digging up this information, it happened to coincide with the Bintz brothers' release from prison. And so it was the most incredible story. And it all kind of came together really fast. I found out about the fact that they were their case was going to get overturned and they were going to get released immediately. And we went to the courthouse and we saw it all happen. And the case is just a wild case. And it's still not over for them. I mean, they're still working on, you know, getting some... I don't know, say money, but they get money when they're they're hoping to get the most money they can for this happening to them and going through what they went through and lost so much of their lives.
Right. Well, how about that guy in Japan? He just got out and he was for like 60 years. He's 88. His sister's 91, and she's like, "Oh, you're out." Which we've been doing since 1959.
And I was talking to their attorneys, and I said, "You know, how do they feel? How do they feel about being released and getting, you know, after all this time, finally someone believing them, finally proving they had nothing to do with the murder of this young woman back in 1987?" And she just said her client, one of the brothers, Robert, was in shock that, you know, he doesn't know what to expect out of the real world and is going to take a long time to adjust. I mean, imagine how many things have changed in the 25 years they were behind bars or something they didn't even do. And the whole thing was brought together by the Innocence Project, which I find so interesting. Would love to learn more about that.
I agree.
Okay,
that's and what they do.
Okay, but those are really two different things. I mean, the Innocence Project is somebody who's in there and they find out they're not guilty. The cold case though is where they haven't unsolved mysteries, right?
But a lot of that has to do with what I find very interesting is the DNA, the investigative genetic genealogy of it all, and how it's kind of changed the game as far as investigating crimes and all different types of crimes. It's not just murder. I mean, that you can, you can't get away with it anymore.
But when they do, we found out after 25, 30 years, I'm like, the hell you been doing? I just think, that family had a live with that for 20, 30, sometimes even longer. And how much evidence they had
right, that they were not
that they
involved.
Didn't want to take the chance to just like... When you get arrested, you're probably guilty. I mean...
Okay.
That's pretty true.
Well, hey, Jim just found a way to get himself on a jury trial forever. Wow. So I'm going to record that. And anytime he's on jury duty, they'll just play that.
They have a ton.
He'll slip me a note to get him the tape later.
Yeah, they have a ton of evidence when they take you.
All right, we got three. Nina, can you stick around? How are you doing time wise?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, we have really interesting.
I don't work till 12:30. So
interesting author coming on.
Let's go to lunch.
That I think you'll enjoy.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. We're at Nina Sperano. We've got Aaron Qualo, local author, writes some great books, joining us back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Here with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Nina Sperano, NBC 26, Neighborhood Focus, in the house with us. Aaron Qualo, a local author, is in the house with us. And Nina, some of the things you're talking about that you're fascinated with in the murder mysteries, the cold cases, and different things like that. Andrew, you've developed a knack for writing about people just a little left of center when it comes to the law or whatever you want to call it, correct?
Well, I try to tap into people's evil side, if you will. Got some evil characters, but I think that makes it interesting.
Absolutely.
Who are these evil characters?
Well, it's definitely fictional. My books, I grew up in Kohler, Wisconsin, small town. Very interesting. Slowly look
closer. Stop rocking.
There. Okay. And Kohler has a very unique history. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows the Kohler Company. Everyone knows the Gulf, the American Club. Mm-hmm. Love the American Club.
What's the restaurant there?
Well, there's three of them.
Cart and Plow or something?
There's the Horse and Plow.
Cart and Plow.
Which is like an English pub.
Okay.
Awesome. There's the Wisconsin Room.
Okay.
Great brunch, by the way. And then there is the Immigrant Room, which is kind of the more, higher
cool.
end one.
So, I need to spend more time there. I have
it's phenomenal.
It's very great. Great history is fantastic.
The Immigrant Room is great. Food and I'd
absolutely
very special occasion.
Yes, yes.
To if you're going to take someone in,
and I never thought I'd be fascinated by a bathroom fixture museum, but it's actually really cool.
The design center, yes. It's worth the trip for sure.
I'm going to read this book. Maybe I can't tonight, but tomorrow. Okay. Get this: an evil, cruel young man takes over the family business after the mysterious death of his father.
The young man was Jim Schmidt.
I can see that. As the company, this is going to be great. This is small town stuff. You know, the other book talks about it, how something can really shake a small town to its core. These will be fun. And where do you come up with this?
Well, I think growing up in Kohler, like I said, people know the...
Like Kohler? They don't even have a speeding ticket there. What are you getting?
A lot of secrets in a place like that.
Almost got a few. but the Kohler Company... You know, everyone's heard of that, but it's a very interesting family history. It's still run. Herb Kohler died recently, but it's still run by his son, David. And what they've done to that town is very impressive. They keep it looking nice. They donate tons of money. You've got the American Club. You've got Riverbend, which is a beautiful private club. Just really well laid out town. And the book is based on the family. It's definitely fiction. They're not evil people.
But is it set in Kohler?
Yes,
okay.
But I call it Ashbel.
Okay.
Because my two daughters, named Ashlyn and Annabelle, so I mixed their names.
That's cool.
So,
that's
definitely fiction. No one is evil in the family, but even we had history helped form it in my mind.
We had an author here the other day, and he writes all of his based on the Fox Cities, but he changes the names of all the
But people have said to him, "Hey, are you talking about me?"
No. I've been asked that once or twice.
Yeah, I bet.
You got to get some inspiration by the people in your life.
Absolutely.
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Nina, what do you think about something like this as far as, like, you've been not an author, but you've been an aficionado and a journalist about these kind of things? They're fun to just have. They're fun to have fun with, aren't they?
You know, these are books I like to read on my off time. I love mysteries. it's really the only type of books I really read these days. I mean, I'm reading Stephen King right now because it's, you know, right around Halloween. And
do you know
like
that he lived
story.
In DePere?
I did not know that.
You ever see, you've seen the movie, Todd, what's the movie?
What?
The three little boys go look for Ray Brower. He's picking blueberries
Stand
to hit
by
the train. Stand by me.
There you go.
That's based out of DePere.
What?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Get out.
He was visiting his family. They're from Oneida originally, I believe. Mm-hmm. And he was staying with them for like a summer or for a year or whatever. And a guy got hit, a young guy got hit by a train and killed in DePere.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And that's what that whole story is based out of.
Yeah. Get Very out. Sad. Yes. I love it. I love it.
Go see a dead body.
Yeah.
I got the hotel that The Shining was written about. I got married in that hotel. And
the Estes Stanley?
Park. Yeah, the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado.
Oh, how did you know that?
No, I said that.
What's that?
Oh, you said that?
I've ghost hunted
out of the blue, how did somebody know the hotel?
I've ghost hunted there.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
yes.
Wait a minute. Yeah. We got to talk about this.
Yeah, Tad, we have to
So Nina, the other night at the game, we were talking. Where were we? I don't even know where we were.
It's
funny how you forget where you are week to week.
I don't know where it was yesterday.
So we were at the game, and she mentioned about a ghost series she wants to do.
Well, because we're doing a Halloween series in the Most Haunted in Northeast Wisconsin, where we feature different historical places that are known for their hauntings and known for different, you know, mystery things that happen. And it's a good way to kind of feature local history
Absolutely.
And local sort of places.
Halloween
and then kind of dig into the local lore, which is super fun. And I don't have one right now, and I thought going with you on a
that
would be
so
be
I mentioned
awesome.
So when she told me that, and I said, "Oh my gosh,
I know
you got to talk to Todd." So, and she's like, "Yes, please, hit me up."
I think that'd be a lot of fun,
Aaron. Absolutely. You can write a book about it. They find something, so they're into that big time. Hey, Aaron,
Kakana. Yes, we were in Kakana.
Oh, okay,
okay,
nice.
Yes,
good recall. Okay. Sorry, Aaron, we're hijacking the mystery conversation.
Again, I want to go back to your Kohler thing. I get the family air, right? Because I can see that happening. You know, there's some pretty good shows about that, and the younger brother, and he wants to take over, and that's some pretty cool. And there's some great movie series on that too. Mm-hmm. But this Mystery in the Hill?
Yes.
Where does that come from?
So a thing that about the Kohler Company, a lot of people maybe do not know, and actually the high school's nickname is Blue Bombers,
right?
Because during World War II, the Kohler Company started making bombs for the war effort.
I never knew that. Neither.
Which people don't know.
Never knew that.
That's
and
yeah.
There are rumors that there are tunnels running from the Kohler Company out into the town.
That's fun.
Because if you're a munitions factory, obviously you may be a target. So that plays into the book. And it also takes place during two time periods, 1945 and also 1997 when I was in high school. So
sounds cool, doesn't it?
I have so many questions about these stories.
There are two things already. I didn't know they made bombs, and I sure didn't know they might have an underground munitions factory.
Wow. Let's just escape just in case.
Right.
Yeah, if you get the warning, which they're supposed to do.
Sure.
Has David said anything about your books? Does he like them, not
You know
like
what
them?
Was really cool is I sent him a copy of each. Just saying, you know, I appreciate everything your family has done for this town, et cetera, et cetera. And he sent me a really nice note back.
Good.
On his own personal.
That had to be nerve-wracking.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, opening that little thing.
said, this is wrong. It's all wrong.
Right.
You will be contacted by my attorney.
Cease and desist, yeah. All right, well, that's great. Everybody knows the Kohlers, and they're just, been very good to Green Bay, too. I mean, besides Kohler, so that's cool. Are you working on something else? I'm going to read these, but I'll talk about them.
Yeah, so I currently live in Howard, but I have lived in Green Bay for about 12 years. I went to college here. That's where I met my wonderful wife. And my next book, it's still percolating in my head, but there will be a Green Bay aspect to it, certainly.
Outstanding.
And a historical event that happened in Green Bay that a lot of people probably don't know about.
How long does it take you to put a story together and put it down on paper?
How do you learn all these things that I've lived here for 40 years don't know?
Well, I love local and regional history. That's what I try to base my books on.
That's cool.
Yeah. But I'm sorry, what was your question?
No, it's just how do you know all that? Do you research?
I love history. I don't know. It's something I found interesting.
Do you, but really, do you go to the library and do history or do you...
I mean, I've just always been interested in it.
Really? So you just pick it up here and there?
Yeah. And I think Green Bay, Kohler, Wisconsin in general has got some fascinating history.
Nice. It's fun to share all that and keep people aware of it. Keep
right.
That,
so much stuff gets buried
alive
over time, but mm-hmm. it's nice to bring it back.
So people, books, a lot of books are on tape now for the elderly and for people
that. I did it on my last one.
You did.
The air there is.
I'm doing
available.
It for my most recent.
It's hard.
Well,
because as soon as you slur a word, or you have to kind of start over that sentence. You know, I can edit them now, but you know, it's hard to read flawlessly for a long time.
Is it all you, Aaron?
The audiobook?
Yeah.
It's actually AI.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Which is a new.
Yeah.
You know, it's
all the voice actors are crying in their soup.
You know, we had one. Where did I meet him? Was it with you? The guy that does the audiobooks?
No, he was in here.
We had him in here. We had him here. And he's at the Bellin building, mm-hmm. and he had to move his office because it's too loud downtown with the cars, the mm-hmm. motorcycles.
Sure, mm-hmm. I believe that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. City's too loud.
So you just sit around and research and think about history, and somehow you formulate all these characters. Because I've never written fiction, and it seems like mm-hmm. it would be really hard to do, but... To take all that and put it all together in this thing, I have a lot of admiration for people like yourself.
I do too. Just the writing process, like I said, asking before about how long it takes you to put these stories together and then put them out on paper, and then to finish them and to walk away from it not being able to change it anymore. I mean, as a writer myself, putting stuff on TV or the news, like once I'm done with my story, I can't change it. That drives me crazy.
Sure. I think one of the hardest parts is you could edit it over and over and over again.
Oh,
and you'll still miss something.
Yep. Yeah.
Guarantee you.
At a certain point, you just have to end it.
Yeah. That's got to be really tough.
Editing, though, do you, a couple questions. I have a daughter who's an editor. She works for Atlantic Grove out in New York and reads published authors. That's not new people, but mm-hmm. do you test this with your daughters? Do you have a focus group that you test this with, or is this all you? And then do you have an editor that you'll listen to?
I actually don't. I didn't let my wife read the book until it was done.
Wow.
Yeah. I just tend to sit down, write it. If I don't like it, I just toss it.
I could see two ways of looking at that.
Right.
Yeah. Right. What would you do?
It's so personal. I understand.
That and... It's him. And then you got to add this. You got to put this in there. And then you're like, no. And
because
then
you get these characters, you right. create right. these characters right. in your mind.
And mm-hmm. Yes. And I always say, especially with the first two books, Growing Up in Kohler, et cetera, those are always in my head. I've mm-hmm. had them in my head for years. Mm-hmm. And I just, when COVID came around, like I said, I have two daughters, so they were at home a lot. So I was at home a lot.
Right.
And that's when I decided, you know, if I don't do this, I'm going to regret this. Mm. And now that I've started, I just...
One after another.
Want to keep going.
That's great.
That's awesome.
That is great.
How do you find the community? Are we supportive of authors? Johnny and I talk about this all the time, but we're a sports town.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's so the arts in this town are unbelievable. I mean, you know, literary, but also, you know, the musical, you know, the visual. Are people catching on? Are you getting the word out?
I think so. I mean, Green Bay is known, but it's known for certain things, right? So when you're trying to compete, because in the writing world, I always say, you know, if you're in the back room at Barnes & Noble, you're lucky to be there.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's a big area with lots of content.
My book is there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And, okay.
I did still there.
Okay. Well, it was on the table that all the war books, and mm-hmm. mine was right next to Stephen Ambrose and everything.
Excellent.
Well, now they switched that table to something else, okay? Different. So I looked, and mine was on, like, the second to bottom lowest shelf. So I thought I'd just look at my book for a second and put it back in the top
shelf. Oh, absolutely.
Is that wrong?
A couple of seconds. No.
Absolutely.
They're like, that guy keeps coming in here every day.
And moving our books.
So weird.
When I'm at the library, mm-hmm. and I see my books there,
yeah.
but they got the other ones featured on the stands. Sometimes I change the books. Is that wrong?
Whatever works.
Would you do it?
I might.
Nia, you would do it.
I would. I mean, if no one's going to promote you, but you got to promote yourself.
Absolutely. Right? Nina, you ever going to write a book?
I don't know.
Do you ever think about it? Your career or anything like that? Or
I don't know.
It's a grind. I will say it's fun at times, but then if you kind of, I don't know about you, you tell me, Andrew. So there's one story I'm working on for my next book, okay?
Aaron.
I'm
sorry.
What did
Jeez,
I say? Andrew.
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. So anyway, but I'm kind of hitting a block with it as far as this interview didn't go that well and everything. Mm. And it's real easy to come up with an excuse to not sit and write. It's, oh, the game's, I really want to watch that. You know what I mean? So you got to have discipline.
Self-discipline, oh, for sure. Do you write at home?
I do write at home.
Well, that'll be really tough.
Yes. And I actually kind of took the summer off because with my two girls and busy, it was just hard to get into it. But once school started, I sat back down.
But you know
started
what? Who did we have on, Jim, that said he writes in the early, like 2 a.m?
That Marine or the guy that was just
The guy that was just in yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And and I said the same thing.
He writes on his second bathroom break when he's sleeping. That's what he said. Because I just stay up after that.
There's an article hanging here from Warren Gertz, the Press Gazette, about me. It's called Mino Writes His Best in the Morning. And that's what I do. When I wake up about 2:30 in the morning or 3, I'll sit down for a couple of hours, and you're just focused on that. There's nothing else to do. It's deathly quiet. That, I find, is the best time to write. Middle of the night.
I like to write, like, mid-morning.
Mid-morning? Okay.
Yeah, get up, take my girls to school, go to the gym, come home.
Okay. Everybody's got their own way of doing it.
Absolutely.
Well, this is really great. So where can we find your books?
They're on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. They're in a couple bookstores throughout the state.
Outstanding.
So, and you got a couple of bookstores again, slowly put onto the top shelf again.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you have them at Bosses down here?
Not yet.
We got to get you into Bosses.
That would be terrific.
That would be great.
That's going to happen.
Oh, that'd be super. Hope we can do a book signing together sometime.
That sounds terrific.
Outstanding. Thanks for being here, man.
Thank you for having me.
Well, can't wait to read the books. And let us know when the next one's ready to go, okay?
Mystery in the Hill.
Awesome.
The Air. I don't know which one I'm going to read first. These are great. These are both up my alley.
Thank you. Gina, you take one. I'll take the other one.
And we'll thank compare. You. Okay, right. I was going to ask.
Quick break. Back up.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Aaron Coaglio, local author. Cannot wait to read those books based out of Kohler. They sound incredible. Nia Sperano, NBC 26, in the house
with us.
These are the Flukies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We love the Flukies.
Thank you. We love you guys, too.
They are like two of our favorite listeners, and they're so much like Jim and I, tall and thin and athletic.
They have biked, like, around the world.
7 times.
No, they biked unbelievable. Didn't you take that route, whatever it is?
Route 66.
Yeah, 66. Yeah, Route 66. You went to New York. You went to, I don't know how far west you went, but. And they, they called in on one of their trips. They were going out to New York, and they called in and let us know where they were, you know, Chicago, Ohio. It was just, it was great. Very athletic couple, and.
Really, I've written some great books. And
I was going to say they write great books, but they also bring back ideas how we can enhance this community with the trail and everything else. So it's,
thank you for that.
They're great. Love them.
We're actually
have enough trails. Not enough running trails and biking trails around here. I love them.
We're actually doing a flyby. We're on our way to Door County for the week and literally had to go by here. So thanks for sitting us in.
Yeah. It's good to see you. You know what I like? I like that you wear like bright stuff, but it's not the construction worker type stuff.
Yeah, you know, we're always on the lookout for things that are bright, first of all.
Sure.
But then, again, don't look like...
Yeah, that's
like,
what you know,
like we're
industrial.
Building a building.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, but Nina, these two people, what they do for this community as far as fitness and just getting out, getting off the couch, how they advocate for that is incredible. I mean, that's a big part of what you do, isn't it?
Can you call my teenager and have a little chat with her about
getting off the couch, putting down the phone?
Yeah. our teenagers turned out okay, eventually.
Yeah. Teenagers, they don't touch the teenagers. That's too hard.
Yeah.
Too big of a challenge.
Wait it out. Wait it out.
What's in Door County?
A couple of things. So we've got some friends that are up there, neighbors that live up there now. But my college roommate called me a couple of days ago and said, hey, can we stay at your house? And I'm like, no, because we're going to be gone. He's like, where are you going to be? We're going to be in Door County. He goes, hey, us too. Let's meet up. So we're going to go have lunch with them.
Is that a safe biking up to all the way to Door County?
You know,
there's not a trail,
there's,
right?
No, there's not. Yeah, so I mean, there, when you get up there, there is, but
yeah, but
yeah, I mean, it's all relative, right? So the things that we look at is how much traffic there is. We look at the speed of the traffic, and then we look at how wide the road is. Mm. So if you've got no traffic, do I really care about how wide the road is? No, not really. It's just a giant bike trail. If it's a very high-speed road, but I've got a 16-foot shoulder, eh, it's pretty manageable. You just watch out for the on and off ramp. So those are things that we're constantly assessing as we go
that's
up.
A lot of planning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, for your safety, I understand.
Right. So, you know, we can do it. I mean, a lot of people get stressed out by that stuff, but it's kind of what we do. It's what we pay attention to. It's what we understand. And it's fun for me. So we're heading over to Algoma first. Then we're going to take the lakeshore up to the channel in Sturgeon Bay, go to Sturgeon Bay. Then we'll go all the way to the west, take County Road B, up to Egg Harbor, Fish Creek.
Oh, my
gosh. You know, basically in Door County, if you stay off 42 and 57,
you're
in pretty good shape.
Yeah. I was just in Door County this weekend.
Yeah, we were up there.
We drove, though, so yeah, not nearly as cool.
We did, too.
What did you do up there? Anything fun?
My husband and I are celebrating our anniversary.
Oh, nice.
We brought our kids, and we brought the puppy, which is added a little challenge, but it was really fun.
That's cool.
So we just the whole
Where'd you stay?
We stayed in Sturgeon Bay, but we just kind of toured all over the place.
Awesome.
Yeah. They have great parks,
no
trails,
better place this time of year than there.
Oh, my gosh. I know. It was really crowded, too, so be careful with that traffic. It's nuts.
Except the Have you ever been to the UP?
I have, yes.
Okay. Have you guys?
We have not. Yeah. Well,
parts of it.
You guys, because I talked to my brother yesterday. He said the colors are like the color of your shirt right now.
Really?
Everything is bright red and orange and bright gold and everything like that. That's some of the most beautiful country to bike through you'll ever find, isn't it?
Yes.
It is. Unfortunately, everybody else knows that. Oh. Yeah. Apparently, Pumpkin Fest is going on in Door County this weekend.
Understand.
It was like, okay, we got to find a place to stay, but we're good.
Yeah.
How many different people have you stayed at? How many people's houses have you stayed at?
You know, we have an organization called Warm Showers is what John's referring to. It's an online community for cross country or long distance cyclists. And I would say in our three trips, we have probably stayed at maybe 40, 50 different Warm Showers days. And we have had probably the same stay at our home.
No kidding. Yeah. And these are people you don't know, right?
Correct.
Right. And people from all over the world. Yeah. I mean, China, Germany, France.
Australia.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah.
That's incredible. And you have so much in common, so you have a lot to talk about. That's
exactly.
Really neat.
Yes.
Are you still blogging? Do people follow you? Or your books, I know, are on Amazon, and your books are here.
Actually, we'll be posting on Instagram and Facebook all this week, just kind of letting people know where we are and what we're doing. And so if we drop out for a day or two, please check on it.
Okay, I got a question. We were talking about truckers the other day. I don't know how we got on this topic, but did I hear you guys wrong? You said professional truckers are fine.
Yes.
It's kind of like the whatever is that you guys worry about at times, right?
Yeah. You know, the professional semi-truck drivers are great.
Yeah.
I mean, they know that it's their life. You know, that's their work. And they give us lots of space. They beep, beep. They usually wave. We've never had problems at all with the truckers at all.
The ones we kind of nod, wink, wink about are the folks that are, you know, renting an RV for the weekend.
Yeah.
And they're not used to an 18-inch mirror or how wide their vehicle is. Yep. So, folks, when in doubt, just wait.
Yeah.
Make sure you've got room.
Close calls you had recently?
When I was in real estate, I had these people moved over from Minnesota. And a little more elderly. They'd never rented an RV before. But they thought that. Guy said he took out three mailboxes going through neighborhits.
Yeah.
Three separate ones. He had to stop, knock on the house, knock on the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I look at those mailboxes and go,
he would have taken out the flukies first.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, it's great having you guys here.
Well, thanks for having us.
How many miles have you put in so far this year?
I knew you were going to ask that. And honestly, 4 or 5, maybe 10 years ago, I stopped counting.
Oh, okay.
You know, average 3,000 to 5,000 per year, but we're well over 100,000 probably in our lives. So at that point,
What do you average per week, may I ask?
A couple hundred.
Wow. Yeah.
Have you found me a gel bike seat yet? I still got that issue.
You know, I saw one laying on the side of the road the other day.
Grab it for me!
And I was like, and I actually stopped to look at it, but it was so beat up, John. I couldn't
fix it.
I thought it was a muskrat.
All right. Yeah. Nina Barat, thank you so much for being here, man. It's so
Thanks
much fun.
Thanks for having me, guys.
But
thanks for
letting
me stick around.
Lebanese. Next time you bring us some Lebanese food,
you know
and
what?
I'll give
I will.
You some Syrian.
I'm going to crack open that Lebanese cookbook for
you. Excellent. Flukies, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Out of time. Thanks, everybody. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.